Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Final hour of power here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Lanelle Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. A lot more to get into before we send you packing. I mentioned at the end of last segment, we will introduce a new staple here tonight on Overtime called Burgundy in Bold. Every Overtime show we have leading up to the start of the NFL season, I will give you a bold Commander's take for the 2025 season. Right now, though, we go out to the guest hotline for the second time this show, where we find Odyssey's flamethrower, Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Jason, what's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good, man. You know, it's crazy. I book you through Odyssey. We're supposed to only talk NFL. Can I get 2 minutes on the O's? Because reading your tweets, brother, I'm normally on air at times when you're on our sister station, 105.7 The Fan and B-More. I know you go hard on them there. What have you made of the demise of the Baltimore Orioles? And should my Washington Nationals look at this as a cautionary tale?
Well, look, these things don't always work the way they're supposed to. I mean, the Pirates have tried it, you know, a couple of different times, right? It hasn't worked for them. The Marlins have tried different iterations of sort of tanking. It hasn't worked for them. You know, the White Sox have tried it a couple of times, I'd say, right, since about 2018. Mm-hmm. It hasn't worked for them. So there are no guarantees that just because you suck for three or four straight years historically, right, that you're going to, you know, collect enough talent to make it happen, especially if you don't know how to handle a major league roster. Your GM's won. Your GM's won at the highest level. Your GM has won under expectations. The guy here hasn't.
Yeah.
And it shows more and more. And this what's happening now has been almost a year in the making of this team gradually getting too young for its own good, getting too full of itself for its own good. No player development on the defensive side, fielding, piss poor, kids get to the majors, don't have a natural position, haven't played any one position enough at the minors to get there, not knowing how to handle when to call a kid up, how to call a kid up, how to set decent expectations for him, not putting enough proven professionals around them so that the weight doesn't get too heavy on them. You know, they don't know how to develop pitchers. They don't know how to evaluate pitchers. They're horribly fundamentally flawed from the way they conduct simple things like rundowns to throwing to the right base to knowing how to hit a cutoff man. It's pretty shameful. Getting ticked off. It's not good ball. And the GM's a fraud, and nothing's going to change until he gets fired.
Yeah, pretty much. Our producer in studio just looked back with his eyes wide open, I introduced you as Odyssey's flamethrower, man. I love having JLC on because he's going to tell it how a T.I. is. Let's get to the National Football League here for a second. A lot was made here locally, Jason, about Terry McLaurin skipping out on voluntary OTAs. I don't expect him to be in attendance tomorrow. It's the same course of action that we saw the last time he negotiated with this team. Is there? Can you put a percentage chance on like the likelihood that you think a deal gets done? And can you talk about the other possibility with this? Well, maybe something that people aren't privy to.
I think it'd be pretty ridiculous and shameful for it not to get done. They went around paying a lot of guys who haven't been there that long a whole lot of money based on a short period of time, and guys who are older than him and towards the end of their career. So if we're in the, you know, if we're in the keeping the band together stage, I don't know why that's not a mouth that's fed first and foremost. And you could say, well, yeah, a lot of these other guys, it's lesser money and this or that. But even for this billionaire, there's not an endless supply.
Right.
And this is the kind of guy I would think you would take care of first, because just go look at the quarterbacks. Look what he's accomplished and who he's accomplished it with. Yeah. And even Jaden Daniels, which proved to be a remarkable year. I don't think anybody saw it coming, including them, and maybe not even Jaden himself. And without Terry, does it happen quite that way? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's one of the best wide receivers in this league, and wide receiver salaries have gone bonkers. And San Francisco didn't want to do what they ended up doing last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they did it because, and like their season collapsed anyway.
Right.
But, you know, they did what they did with Debo, and then it's like, well, we're going to do it for our youth. And then you reach the point before training camp where, it got done.
Yeah.
So I don't see really an alternative. You know, I don't see another course of action. And frankly, I think it's the kind of thing that they should have gone to the combine and said, you know, yeah, there's this other stuff we want to do, but let's make things right with this guy.
Yeah.
To begin with, you know, let's do that, because prior to Jaden getting there, I know some people close to him who weren't sure he was going to stay there, because it's like, I'm going to keep getting killed catching medicine balls, you know what I mean, from dudes who aren't really starting quarterbacks. And now they finally get a real quarterback, and it's like, well, let's pay this old-ass tight end, let's pay this old-ass linebacker,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's bring in a guy on a terrible contract in San Francisco who they regretted giving it to him, who may or may not be able to get you through half a season, let alone a full season, and, like, let's take that on. But, like, our main man.
Yeah. It would be, you know, like, to your point.
We'll get to you when we get to you.
Yeah. To your point, the messaging that the message that it would send would be terrible. And it would make them look like frauds, if you're being honest. Like, the commander tag this, commander tag that. They're doing a hell of a job trying to establish a culture there in Ashburn, something that has been non-existent for the entirety of my life, Jason. When it comes to this, though, what is the benefit? And you've obviously talked to a bunch of different agents, a bunch of different front office folks. Why not just get it done, man? You know damn well you're not going to let Terry McLaurin play out this year on the final year of his deal. So why are we playing tiddlywinks here?
I don't know. And the market only goes up. It only gets more expensive, especially at that position. I mean, look at the Bengals and what that ended up costing them. Whereas if they had just made both those guys top five receivers 2 years ago, think of the savings they would get. So, no, I don't get it. You know, like, I don't get it. Like, it seems like, you know, Peters has some guys with some ties to him from the past who they wanted to get or keep. And I don't know.
It's fascinating.
It's a weird optic. I think, you know, he's doing what he has to do now to let people kind of, you know, to shine a light on it. Cause I think it was getting a little bit sort of glossed over or lost in the wash, you know, probably certainly nationally. And there was so much about the whole Higgins and, you know what I mean, Jamar Chase. And then you had, you know, the Aaron Rodgers thing and all that. And it's, you know, and a lot of guys have gotten paid. And Washington's getting lauded all over the place for, you know, now being this class organization and doing things the right way. And they're trying to keep that band together. It's a little strange.
It's fascinating, especially when you consider the way they handled Ayuk last year in San Francisco. I don't know how hands-on Adam Peters was in that negotiation, but maybe it's just a philosophical way they view the position. I don't know. I want to get off Washington for a second. I do want to stay in the NFC East. The situation going on right now in Dallas with the Cowboys, Jason, what type of expectations do you have for them this year if they're able to stay healthy? Because I think you can make an argument, as much of a show as that's been, they've continued to do well in the draft. I was a big fan of what they did this offseason. You could look at them as one of the more improved teams in the NFL. What does it do for them, though, next year?
I don't know. Not a whole lot for me, to be honest with you. I don't really fancy their chances.
Is it because of the coaching situation and the way that played out?
Well, I just don't really – yeah, I don't really buy – I don't buy the owner. I don't buy the coach. I don't buy the offensive line anymore. You know, I don't buy the run game. I think that it's set up in a way that, like, you know how to make Jerry happy and you know what Jerry wants to see. So let's just do that. And, you know, if Micah gets sacks and we score 30 points and we lose anyway, you know what I mean? Like, well,
right.
He'll be mad, but he won't be that pissed. And we'll still get a lot of primetime games. And, you know, his pockets will be straight. And we're competitive, but we're not competitive. You know, but we're not contenders. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that thing is just it's so baked into the cake, and their culture is so warped. Yeah. And everybody knows what it'll take. It's like when you have a teacher, you know what I mean? And it's like, well, I could give, 75% and still get a B+, you know, or a B, and this guy will laugh, you know what I mean? And maybe he'll bump it up a little bit because I raise my hand like Arnold Horshack, or, I know when to go in the principal's office and stroke him. You know, I know when to hang out with Jerry and tell him how much I love him. And you know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, maybe we win a playoff game. We probably don't, you know, but he can sell that we're in the playoff hunt through, you know, certainly through Thanksgiving and deep into the season. So there'll still be, you know, hundreds of people trying to run into the stadium when it opens. I mean, it's really what we're doing here.
The same song
really
and dance.
It's not really about winning, you know what I mean, or winning big or winning a Super Bowl. Like, I don't think the fire burns for him that way anymore. Mm. It's hard to watch how they handle their assets and say that it does.
Yeah.
So, no, I think they're pretenders, and they'll be just like they'll be just good enough to beat bad teams, and they're not going to beat teams that are as talented or more talented than them. And if they get off to a fast start and they can pin their ears back and hunt the quarterback, then they might be all right. And if the game script doesn't go that way, then they're going to get exposed because you can still run on them and you can still run at Micah. And I think they, you know, the going gets tough, they generally tend to get it soft.
Dak Prescott getting paid, you know, I think changed the trajectory of things for them. It wouldn't have been a contract that I would have been in a rush to give out when you consider the lack of postseason success. Another big-time quarterback contract that was given out in that same offseason was to Tua Tagovailoa in Miami. Is the seat starting to get warm there for Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer?
Yes. Yeah, it has to be. And like Stephen Ross has a succession plan set up there, and he's not at a stage of his life where he's in this forever. And I can't think some of the minority owners in that group are real happy about the trajectory that they're on. I think the head coach has gotten, you know, further exposed the deeper he's gotten into his career. And the more film there is on them and the more talking he's had to do to his team and otherwise, I just think, you know, he's Kyle Shanahan's run game coordinator. That's probably where he's headed back to when he gets whacked in the middle of the season. I think that's another team that culturally is just not really all there. I don't love the way the schedule sets up for them. I don't. They're built from skill. Like they're built in a warped way. They're not really built in the trenches. They're not built to compete deep into seasons and on the road in tough places and in different climates. And how Tyreek Hill is still in that building kind of blows my mind. Even if you just had to cut him,
what's the old adage, Jason? You either stand for something or fall for everything.
Yeah.
If I'm a player in that locker room, I feel like I can go do whatever and not get punished for it. So
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. I just don't buy it. And we saw what happened. I mean, the quarterback is very limited, but when he goes down, the whole thing really falls apart. And
yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think of the decision for them to ultimately pay Tua, knowing the injury history? Because I know what some people are going to say. Well, if you don't have one, you got to pay him. At some point, you gotta use some judgment and discernment.
Yeah, I didn't love it in real time. I'm not going to sit here and say they had a whole lot of other great options, but you can always make them play it out. Or if he comes out and demands a trade, you know, then you use that to your advantage and you see what you could do.
I thought they should have been in the quarterback
market. Trading
him would
be tough, though, right? I mean, yeah. Trading him would have been tough given the concussion history and where that was at the time they signed him. It's a tricky spot, but I don't think he's going. I think there'll be a regime change. Mm-hmm. He'll be there this year. I have to look at the contract, but you could probably start getting out of it and extricating yourself from yourself a year from now. Yeah. Maybe the new guy keeps him on for a year to see how that goes. But I don't think he'd be there more than two more seasons.
I was about to say, so it sounds like all of them are tied at the hip in terms of...
I think so. I mean, because that offense is set up in a certain way.
Right,
and,
yeah.
I don't know that the next guy is going to want a whole bunch of 3 to 6 yard passes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that the next guy is going to want to try to matriculate the ball down the field that way.
They're the breakdancers of the NFL, Jason, is what I call them. We're joined right now by Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfor, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Want to keep things in the AFC? We've talked about this the last couple of times we've chatted. We knew it was going to happen. Aaron Rodgers now in Pittsburgh. The details that have come out, JLC, about this, I didn't get the chance to get your thoughts on it. Mike Tomlin apparently stood on the table for this.
Yeah.
Does that change the way you look at this? It does for me, I'll be honest.
I mean, look, there's no doubt that this is on Mike Tomlin, and he was willing to put his football program...
his reputation.
On hold. I mean, basically, the whole offense, I mean, Arthur Smith, everybody, like, hey, we're just going to... you know, be kind of doing this kabuki theater with Mason Rudolph until the real guy gets here. And, like, I think he'll be here by minicamp. I'm not sure exactly when, but he's definitely worth waiting for. Like, that stuff doesn't happen if your football general isn't completely, you know, on board. If he's not the genesis of it. Like, that's right. Not something where the GM could keep going to his office every day saying, hey, coach, look, I think it might be next week.
Right.
Like, please just bear with me on this. Like, I think I can get him here next week. If not then certainly the week after that. Like, that's not how it works. Like, especially in that building with what Tomlin's done there and all the power he's accrued. Like, they're not putting everything on hold for a broken 42-year-old unless the head coach is thoroughly convinced that that's the best way to try to make this season be different than the previous, like, six since Ben Roethlisberger started declining.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think it's going to be particularly successful. And I do think, and maybe there's a part of Mike Tomlin that also, like, maybe he's sort of had enough, you know? And maybe he wants to leave, but he doesn't want to be the guy to say, get me out of here, or have his agent call and say, why don't you trade me somewhere? Like, maybe he just tries to play this card. And if it works, then he's a genius and he's going to be the football czar there forever. And if it doesn't, then maybe, you know, it kind of brings some other macro issues to a head, and the Rooney family has to start thinking about their structure moving forward. And, you know, if nothing lasts forever, right? Yeah. Andy Reid went to, what, 5 straight championship games and everything that happened in Philadelphia, and, you know, he moved on. Like, Bill Belichick is now in Chapel Hill. So, like, things happen, and this is probably going to hasten it.
So the thought process with Pittsburgh was interesting to me. Apparently, the only reason Justin Fields isn't there is because they wouldn't guarantee him the starting job. What's the better look? Guaranteeing Fields the starting job after pulling him last year for Mr. Limited, or going out and signing crazy Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I
both of which, Jason, don't seem very Steeler-like, is kind of what I'm getting to.
I thought they were onto something with Justin Fields last year. I thought at the time they made that move, it really shocked me. And I thought, man, Mike Tomlin is, like, really kind of knee-jerking this thing here. And is he sure Russ is better? And then in the end, they really wanted to get Justin Fields back on the field. And he got hurt, you know, and that wasn't able to happen. I think Justin Fields, if he doesn't get hurt down the stretch, is probably getting a chance to play one of their final two regular season games. And if that went well, I think he would have had a role in the playoffs for sure, and maybe would have been the main guy. So There were some mitigating circumstances there that I think left Justin Fields feeling a little less than, and probably had them thinking, you know, maybe we need to do, well, if not more than that, certainly different than that. And you really can't get any more different than Aaron Rodgers at this stage of his career versus, you know, Justin Fields in the stage that he's in. I thought he got a bit of a raw deal there, though. And I think he could have helped them maintain their run game and be a better ball control team, maybe help the offensive line out a little bit, and certainly help that defense out a little bit. But now it's going to be Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball within 5 to 8 yards of the line of scrimmage pretty much all the time. And that's a lot like what they had in late-stage Ben Roethlisberger. But you know what? That's probably maybe part of the reason that Tomlin likes it, because those teams were still, you know what I mean, in the hunt.
Right.
I mean, the one Roethlisberger team, didn't they start the year like 10-0? And I'm watching the offense every week saying, this is a farce. Like, this is a fraud, and I don't care that they're the last undefeated team. You cannot win in the playoffs this way. And then, you know, chickens came home to roost down the stretch. But still, there was a period of time where they were in line to be the one seed. And, you know, maybe in his mind's eye, he's still mythologizing that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fascinating to watch. I agree with you. I think he needs an Andy Reid part two of his story. I respect the hell out of him as a coach and as a leader.
Absolutely.
He hadn't had a quarterback, and I don't know how responsible he is for them not having one. Jason, we've burned up all our time, brother. I'll let you go on this because I had to get this off. Is Daniel Jones now responsible for trying to save Chris Ballard and Shane Steichen in Indy?
I guess so. I guess so. I don't think he's – look, I mean, he's not durable either. So,
right.
Like,
that's
to
right.
have – you know, to
we
have
We may
the,
see Riley the, Leonard, JLC. We may see Riley Leonard at some point.
We may. Well, they'll be desperate. They'll play any card they have to try to
– They've showed you that.
Favor. And obviously, you know, Ursay's passed away, so there's an ownership change going on. So, like, they may get a little more latitude than normal because that organization's in a very different place than it's been – really, you know, since they moved to Indianapolis in the first place. So that might buy everybody a little bit more time or whatever. But I think they'll be playing a lot of quarterback cards, whatever they can find in their deck.
Jason, I appreciate you as always, my man. Enjoy the rest of your night, my brother.
You do the same. Thank you.
That is Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfor, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure you check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Ben, I think that's the first time we've had JLC while you've been behind the glass. Do you see why we always end up going 20 minutes? I can't. Every answer he gives puts me on the edge of my seat. He just knows how to do this thing at the highest level, and he's so plugged in that I got to listen to his word like it's gospel.
And flamethrower was such an understatement. See, I was entertained from the start when I hear the GM is a fraud, he needs to be fired. Like, you never that like that. That's bold of him to do that, but that sounds like that's the norm for him.
Yeah, this is who he is.
I know who I need to start listening to more.
I'm about to say he is the man. Absolutely love Odyssey NFL Insider Jason Lockenfor. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more overtime here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Always love catching up with Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, a.k.a. Mr. Throw That Gas. As I call him, man. I mean, every time I have him on, I regret not having him on more. Honestly. And I don't want to be a pain in the ass. I want to continuously hit up, hey, Jason. But he is radio gold, man. If you missed any of my conversation with Jason Lockenfora, you're in luck. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back. Wow. Go back to the, use the Odyssey Rewind feature, go back to 9 o'clock. First and foremost, as a ginger, Ben, top, do you know traditionally when the BET Awards happen?
Say that again?
as a ginger.
Okay.
Do you traditionally know when the BET Awards happen? Do you know what the BET Awards are?
No.
You gotta get up on your culture. Ben, it's BET, Black Entertainment Television, the Hip Hop Music Awards, pretty much is what they're known as. I came out of left field with that, I know.
Oh, no way.
They're happening tonight, and I'm stunned. Our sister station, one of our stations in our Odyssey DC cluster, WPGC 95.5, they're down there in full force having a good old time. I'm stunned, though, that the BET Awards are tonight. It's Monday night. Anybody out there that consumes BET, you know, that's a Sunday night event. I remember many of Sunday nights throughout middle school geeked up. It's one of the first weekends that you get to stay up late because school's over, and you get to watch the BET Awards. It's on Monday night tonight. They're competing against – their ratings probably blow. And remember I got so frustrated on Saturday for people talking ratings. Well, now I'm going to be a hypocrite. Their ratings probably stink. You're going up against the Super Regional in the Men's College World Series. You're going up against Monday Night Raw on Netflix. You're going up against Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. What else is on tap tonight? Not a good idea. I don't know what the hell happened and why the BET Awards is on a Monday night instead of a Sunday night like it normally is. But what the hell? It's probably a ginger that made the decision. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. A couple of different things I wanted to parse through here, because me and Ben were talking during the break about just some of the – maybe we can clip – I don't – you know what? We're good. Next time I have Jason on, though, he's clippable, boy. I'm telling you. He gave his opinion and thought on the Commanders and how they're choosing to handle the Terry McLaurin contract negotiation. How they're choosing to handle that. And to me, I said it while he was on the air. Like, what are we playing cat and mouse for here? I want you. You want me. Let's go do the damn thing. It's like two high schoolers that walk past each other and awkwardly stare. Just kiss. That's what I'm waiting for, McLaurin in Washington. Sign the damn deal. To me, there is no benefit of dragging this thing on. At this point, it is nothing more than a distraction. Maybe you could tell Lou DiPietro to clip this off, because I'm annoyed as hell as to where we are right now with this. Once again, instead of talking about Deebo Samuel and how we could use him, or how Trey Amos will be used, we're talking about Terry's dumbass contract, all because they keep playing tiddlywinks. Get the deal done. What are we waiting for here? Why create distractions? You went out last year and you put your slogans all over bumper stickers and all plastered across your building. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. Commander this, commander that. Show that you actually have a culture and sign one of your key cogs. And stop waiting on it. Stop waiting on it. Lucky for them, the quarter or the wide receiver market's not going to be reset this offseason again. So it's not like they're going to have to pay more for waiting to sign them. That's the one thing that's to their advantage here. But man, at some point, you know, look yourself in the mirror and go, is it worth the distraction? I put a percentage on it last Friday. I think it's an 80-20 situation right now. 80% chance he signs, 20% chance he doesn't. And let's just say that 20%, the further this thing drags out, only grows. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Talk a lot about the WNBA, and I've done it a lot recently. You know, can they allow themselves or push themselves into that pole position of being the third most popular American professional sport behind the NBA and the NFL? One of the key stars in the WNBA with a very, very critical comment about the commissioner of the WNBA. We'll let you hear that next. This is The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
636-1067 is the number. Right here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. About 20 minutes left to go on the program. A lot to get to before we hand things over to Bart Winkler in the Infinity Sports Network. You all know I have a soft spot for the WNBA. I have a soft spot for hoops. I love, love, love basketball. So much so that I actually consume the WNBA every once in a while. If it's on, if there's nothing, like right now, this time of year is really when I watch the most, especially if there's some good matchups. Once mandatory minicamp is over, that's really when I'll dive into the W. It'll just be Nats and W for me. It's really sports events that I watch. And maybe I'll get into some wrestling. Who knows? But the WNBA, I continue to believe Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, I'm going to give them credit and make them, they're responsible to me and at the forefront of the renaissance of the WNBA. They're at the forefront of the renaissance of the WNBA. I totally believe that. And I continuously compare their rivalry and their popularity and the impact that it's had on the W to Bird and Magic back in the day. And that rivalry started in college at the amateur level and then carried itself into the pros because it was such a big collegiate rivalry. And the rest was history, right, when it comes to the popularity of the NBA. You think about that time period in which Magic and Bird were introduced, NBA was struggling, needed some stars. I think the same can be said about the W. Not that they needed stars, so to speak. I just think they needed fresh eyes on the game. And Caitlin Clark and Andrew Reese, I think, have been super pivotal for that. There are plenty of other stars around the W, though. Asia Wilson, Satu Sabali, Brianna Stewart, right? Like, Arike Awangagumbale. Like, there are so many players throughout this league that really don't get enough shine, right? Brittany Griner. There's plenty of stars in the W. I don't think that was ever the issue. Exposure, to me, has been the issue. And because Angel Reese is so prominent on social media, and because Caitlin Clark is a transcendent generational type of player, I think both of those two women had the pull to directly impact the popularity of the sport. And in their first year in the W, you saw it. You're still seeing it right now with Caitlin Clark when she's available and healthy. She is a needle mover. She's a lightning rod. People just want to tune in. Sort of like me. Kidding, obviously. But like she gets eyes on her. And Angel Reese is the same way. She is a lightning rod. She's polarizing. I wanted to read this out. And Ben, we were going to talk about this yesterday, but we ended up not getting to it. I had a stat on Angel Reese that'll make you go, huh? Now, I love me some Angel Reese as much as the next man does. She's beautiful. She's an elite rebounder. And she defends her ass off. Angel Reese, to this point in her career, has more rebounds than points. Huh? Could you imagine if you said that about a damn NBA player? That they've got more rebounds than points?
Did Rodman have something close to it even?
I don't know.
I feel like that's the only player that it might have happened.
And I think that
I'll look it up.
That may be her direct comp, bro. But I try to defend baby girl as much as I can. And I'm calling her baby girl because I'm 27 and she's about 22. So she's a youngin' to me. I defend her as much as I can. But some of the highlights online, first and foremost, it's hard because the internet, she's the villain of the W. She is the heel of the WNBA. She is, who's like the biggest heel in wrestling ever? The guy that everyone just hated. If you're a current WWE fan, Angel Reese has got Dom Mysterio type heat on her. And she embraces it, and I think it's great for the sport. But in order for the game to continue to grow, she's got to be better as a player. And that's the conclusion that I've come to. If the game's going to continue to grow and her and Caitlin are going to be the two most popular players, she's got to be better. That's my personal challenge to DMV native Angel Reese. And I know she's working on her game. I know people were upset about the other night. Every game she treats like the Met Gala. Just because she puts it on and she look good and everything she wear, y'all need to stop hating on her. That's my issue more so than her game itself. It's the haters of Angel Reese.
Not to interrupt, but yeah. I looked it up Robin had 5,000 more rebounds than points in his career.
Angel Rodman Reese is what we're about to start calling her. Look, she defends, she rebounds, but the game needs her to be better. The next wave of stars coming in, though, Paige Bueckers is her rookie year. She's going to be one of those transcendent type of stars. I think she's better than Caitlin Clark. Juju Watkins coming in once she gets healthy. AZ Fudd. The league's in a good spot. But right now, before those new wave of players are ushered in, Angel Reese, take some accountability and be better. 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, introduce a new staple segment that we'll do at the end of every overtime from now to the start of the Washington Commanders season. Burgundy and Bold give you a bold prediction for the 2025 Commanders next. One final segment to go before we hand things over to the Infinity Sports Network. I want to go out to my man Anthony in D.C. Got to be quick, Ant. About 4 minutes left in the show. We got our burgundy and bold predictions to give still. What you got?
My prediction is we get to the playoffs, we get a home game, and then whatever happens, happens. But we get a home game this year.
Okay. I don't know how bold I would consider that. Oh, you're saying we win the NFC East is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Secondly, what are you giving the phone number out for?
What am I giving the phone number out for?
How many calls have you taken in there?
It's my first call I've taken tonight.
Exactly.
It's my job to give out the phone number.
How many times have you given out the phone
number? Every segment, because I'm the most buttoned-up, polished radio professional you ever hear. So I'm going to continue to give out the phone number.
My point is I'm getting on you because you're giving out the phone number, but you're not taking any calls.
Well, I can tell you off air why that is, but I get your overall sentiment, and I appreciate you chiming in as always, brother. We got to give our bold predictions, so we'll do so. Throw him on hold real quick. So, Burgundy and Bold, new segment we'll introduce here. We'll do it every night, every night that we have overtime, leading up to the start of the regular season for the Commanders. Anthony kicked us off with a pretty bold prediction, saying that they'll win the NFC East. I don't think it's that bold because we haven't had a back-to-back winner since the early 2000s, and I know Dallas isn't winning the division. I know New York's not winning it, so it feels like we're the odds-on favorite. Here's my bold prediction, and I'm coming out very bold out the chutes here, and I've given this prediction before, so if this is not your first time hearing it, sorry. Deebo Samuel will lead the Washington Commanders in touchdowns in 2025. That is my burgundy and bold prediction. I think he will lead the Commanders in touchdowns next year. Getting to see him already out at, you know, OTAs and mandatory minicamp, they're going to get him the ball early and often. Health is probably going to be the number one determining factor of that.
I think mine's a lot bolder, but much like Dante Fowler had a career year after not doing a whole lot early on, I think Jacob Martin is due for a career year off the edge. I think he gets 7 or more sacks.
That's bold. Now, Jacob Martin's got to make the team first. But
I believe
that's the spirit of the segment, though. Burgundy and bold. Jacob Martin, 7 sacks. A lot of folks out there are like, who the hell is Jacob Martin? They're going back and you hear the paper shuffling and, well, let me find the roster. No clue who that is. Some people. My bold prediction, if Jacob Martin makes the roster, I think it's an indictment on Andre Jones, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, and the other young edge rushers that they have. Because he shouldn't make this roster. I look at him as more of a camp body. If he does, though, that's one thing he can do is get after the passer. He's a situational rusher. Is what he's done throughout his career. Will he make the team, though? That's interesting. I know Anthony's on hold listening. You know what I almost just did? I almost just gave out the number. That's going to do it, though, here for this Monday night edition of Overtime. You've been tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. Back with you on Thursday, right here, 6:30 to 10 on The Fan. Tomorrow, make sure you keep it locked with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. You can follow the 106.7 The Fan account as well. I'm boots on the ground out in Ashburn for mandatory minicamp. Meet you on social media.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.